Yud Elul, Friday the 16th of August, Rabbi Aaron Yitzchok Silber, Chalitza.
Good morning, everybody. This week's Parsha Kiseitzei, has got many, many mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs of this Parsha is the mitzvah of Chalitza, meaning that, as we all know, when it happens to be that a couple dies childless, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. The brother of the deceased has a mitzvah of Yibum to marry the widow of his late brother. This is the mitzvah of Yibum. If he refuses to do so, he doesn't want to marry the wife of his late brother, so the way that this widow becomes Mutalashuk, the way she is allowed to marry anybody, is by doing chalitza. Chalitza is a very interesting procedure. I've been present once at the chalitza in the Bezin of Rav Nissim Kareretz. It's very, very interesting. The main part of the chalitza is that the widow, she takes off the shoe of the brother of her late husband, who doesn't want to marry her. This is the chalitza. Chalitza means to take off, to remove the shoe. It's a chalitza. I'd like to go into this subject. It's interesting, what does it represent? If the Torah gave this way of permitting this lady to marry, what does it represent that she takes off the shoe of her brother-in-law? For sure, there's no, in the Torah, if the Torah says to do something, it's sure it's got a deeper meaning, many deeper meanings, but I'll try maybe to go in one or two explanations, what does it represent, this chalitza. So the Malbim, here on the place, in Parshas Kiseitzei, wants to explain that with a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Beis. The Gemara says, the Al-Sus Melech, somebody writes a horse, is a horse, is a king. The Al-Chamoil, somebody rides a donkey, Ben Choirin, means is a free man. The Minaloi Beragloi, somebody has shoes on his feet, Bar Inish, then he's a human being. So it seems that if somebody wears shoes, it shows by the fact that he's wearing shoes that he's a human being. So the Malbi wants to explain what is the fact that one wears shoes to do with the fact that he is a human being. So he says like this. As we know, in the Bria there is four levels. There's domem, like a stone, tzomeach, something that grows. There's chai, an animal, the animal world. And there's medaber, there's the human being. In what aspect is a human being superior to an animal? What's the intrinsic difference? So the Malbim says, maybe you're going to tell me, because a human being can speak, and an animal can't speak. He says, well, parrots speak. Okay, so we found, in the animal world, we found animals that can speak. Maybe you're going to say, says the Malbim, that we're much more clever. Yeah, we're clever. Animals are not clever. He says, it's true, we may be by far more clever than animals, but they have a certain amount of das, they have a certain amount of that, a certain amount of intelligence, yeah? We're far more intelligent than them, but it's not an intrinsic difference between a man and an animal. So what's the real difference? He says something very interesting. He says, an animal, even though he does something with his intelligence, he can never do something against his nature. An animal has an instinct, he's got a nature, he's always going to follow his nature. He's never going to do something against what he wants. Because, says the Malbim, because his das, his intelligence, comes from his, from the Yesoidus, from himself. from his goof. A man, says the Malbim, can even sometimes he wants something, his nature wants something, he's got this power to do against what he wants to do. And this is the real difference between a man and an animal. The Malbim says, why is it so? He says, because the Ribbono Shel Olam put into a man a neshama, a nishmas chayim. Yeah? The animals have a very low nefesh. It's called nefesh abahamis, very low. They don't have a neshama. A human being has a neshama. The neshama, the Gemara says, man de nofach mi dilei nofach. It's chelek elikami mal. It's part, like, it's really a blow from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, he is the Mekoira Rotzen. He is like, he's the will, the Rotzen comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this, the Ribbono Shel Olam put into man, and with this neshama, the man has the strength to overcome his nature. That's what it's, and that's the difference between a man and an animal. We would call it koyach habechira. Man comes into many situations where he has to decide if he wants to follow his, he's got a drive, he wants to eat, he wants to do that, he wants to do something else. And he feels that it's maybe not the right thing to do. Yeah? And he's got this strength to overcome his desires and to do the right thing. And this only man has. This is the difference between an animal and a man. When a man does against his nature, that's when he shows, I'm not an animal, I'm a superior, I'm a man. Interestingly, we're now in Elul. We know Rabbi Yerucham, famous Mashgiach of the Mir Yeshiva, Rabbi Yerucham Leibovich, the big Mashgiach, every day he made on himself a Kabbalah, he took upon himself every day to do a few things against his will. He's going to do it just because he doesn't want to do it. To get used to the fact that, what's man? Man is this faculty to overcome his nature. So he took upon himself every day to do a few things against his will. Like this, he's going to train himself to be a Ben Aliyah. Interesting to notice as well, that as we know, there is kosher fish, and there is non-kosher fish. One of the simana of the non-kosher fish, they always follow the stream. A non-kosher fish never can swim against the stream. A kosher fish swims against the stream. And that's a simon as well. Some people, you know, they never overcome themselves. You know, they live in a certain society, and they just, you know, they just follow everything. But this is a simon tumah. A man, if he wants to be a kosher, he wants to be a kosher fish, if you want to be. When a man can say no to what he wants, to what he desires, then he shows this is a siman tara. Because this is man. Says the Malbim. That's the pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos. He explains as well what does it mean that the one is on a horse is a melech and the one is on a donkey is a ben choyrin. But I want to focus on this point that's got to do with what we want to speak. That the one who's got shoes is a human. So he says, because shoes are usually made from balchaim, from animal. You take the leather and you make a shoe. When a man walks with the shoes, he wants to show, an animal goes straight on the ground. This is an animal. When I walk, and I walk on my shoes, I want to show between me and the ground, I'm over the animal. There's another level. There's the level of the oretz. There is the balchai. There's the animal. And I'm over the animal. That's why I walk on shoes, to show that I'm over the animal. Says the Malbim. But one, if one can't overcome his nature, can't go against his will, he just follows the stream, he just does what he wants, he says he's like an animal. He's not a man, he's like an animal. There's other places in the Torah, maybe some of you will think in other places, but the Torah, the Tanakh, speaks about one taking his shoes off. Can anybody think about a place in the Torah? By the bush. Very good. By Moshe Rabbeinu. Very good. In Parshas Shemos, in the beginning of Parshas Shemos, we're going to speak, Ezra Hashem, in length about this event. Moshe Rabbeinu came to the bush and he had the revelation of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam told him, Shal na'alecho me'al raglecho. Take off your shoes of your feet. Yeah? There's another place in the Torah where one takes off his shoes. In Beis HaMikdash, very good. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Koyanim have to go barefoot, and if a Koyan goes with something on his feet, the Avodah is possible. This is already, I speak in Tanakh. Avraham, he told him he's not going to take. Akoponim, right, so Moshe Rabbeinu was told to take off his shoes. In the Beis HaMikdash, we go without shoes. Says the Malbim, the Rabban Shal na'alecho mal raglecho, take off your shoes from your feet. Ki ha'mokoy masherata oimadolo, because the place you're standing on, ad maskoy l'shu, it's a holy place. Says the Malbim, that's the idea. When you come on a holy place, when the place you're standing on is holy, you want to make contact with this holy place. Usually, you want to show, I'm over the behemoth. You don't want to make the ground is something low. But when you're on a holy place, is the idea, take off your shoes to show that I want to make contact with the Kedusha, with the holy place. Says the Malbim, something very, very interesting. There is another place yet in Tanakh, yeah, where somebody took off his shoes. Very interesting. Yeshua was very good. Yeshua took off, we'll see soon. One shoe. We'll speak about it soon, Bezos Hashem. There's another place in Tanakh where it says somebody take off his shoes. This is, we know, that there is kinyonim. Yeah, when you want to buy something, you have to make a kinyon. And there is a kinyon that's called kinyon chalipin, kinyon suda. Yeah, when one gets married, yeah, so he has to be mischayev, the ksuba and everything, so he takes a gartel or anything, and he picks it up. And like this, he takes upon himself, he promised to give to his wife this and this and this and this. So what makes this kinyan that from now on he has to fulfill, he takes upon himself, what shows that he took upon himself to fulfill his promise? He picks up something. So, as we know, Boyaz, there was Pliny Almoini, he needed to do, the Rishonim say it was a bit of a sort of Yibum, because he was from the family of Rus, and he had to take Rus. And Pliny Almoini refused to do it. He didn't want to do it. So Boyaz, he's the one who did it. And eventually Mashiach was born from Boyaz and Rus. And very, very, the Medrash says that Boyaz, he said to Ruth, I'm going to marry you tomorrow. He married her the next day, as quick as possible. And the next morning, Boyaz died. In this one, he did it quickly, bezrizes. If he would have said, listen, I have to get ready for the chasana, it takes time. He said, it's a mitzvah, I'm not going to schlep it, I'm going to do it as quick as possible. He did the mitzvah, the next morning he died. But from this union, Moshiach ben David HaMelech was born, and Moshiach ben David was born. Anyway, when the Pasuk says, how Boyaz was mischayev, how is he coin everything? The apostle said, Sholaf ish naloi. He took off his shoe, Venosan Lereu, he gave to his fellow. Yeah? And from this we learn, the apostle goes on, Vezois, Atuudu Israel, Alagulov, Alatmuro. From there we learn this Kenyan Chalipin. Kenyan Chalipin, this whole Kenyan, this whole way of acquiring things through Kenyan Suda, we learn from Sholaf ish naloi. Boyaz took off his shoe. So why his shoe? Says the Malbim very interestingly. As we saw before, that the covered of a person, the menschlichkeit of a person, I'm a man, I'm a human, I can go against my nature, I've got a rot, I've got a will, and I'm going to do, this is shown by the fact that he wears shoes. He says, when you give your shoe to somebody else, you said, the guarantee that I'm going to fulfill my promise the guarantee. Because I'm a man, I'm a human, I can do what's right, not what I want. You should know I'm a mensch. And if I promise you something, I'll do everything in my power to fulfill what I promised. Because I take my shoe and I give it to you to show you this. What's the guarantee? Maybe I don't know what. No, I give you my shoe. This is your guarantee that I'm going to fulfill the promise, is the fact that I'm giving you the shoe. Because the shoe represents I'm a mensch. This is the... So another place in the Torah where we see that somebody takes off his shoe and it's got a very deeper meaning, says the Malbim. Says the Malbim, this is the idea of chalitza. The mitzvah yibum is something interesting. Usually, marrying off the wife of his brother, let's say they would have children, and the brother dies. If one would marry his wife's brother, his brother's wife, and they have children, he would be over on a kores. It's a very serious avera. It's chayv kores, it's arois. And in this case, the Torah made an exception, and you allowed, it's a mitzvah to do it, because it's lehokim lehochiv shame, it's going to give a continuation to the brother died childless, and it says that the first boy that's born to this yibum is going to be named after the brother, and it gives a continuation, the brother is going to have a hemshech in this world. So the Torah finds it so important that the brother, that the Jew should have a continuation, the Torah is ready to go above the normal rules. We make an exception to the rules. We give a mitzvah to marry. And this gentleman, he doesn't like the wife of his brother. She's not maybe clever enough. She's not very good past. Says the Malbim, he can't overcome his nature. He doesn't want to see that the Torah overcame. Made an exception, and he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do this extra effort, even though the Torah showed him how important it is in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shlomo that lehokim lochiv shem should happen, and he doesn't want to do it. Says the Malbim, that's why she takes off his shoe. She wants to show him, you know, you're not really a mensch, because what you're doing, you should overcome your nature. You should do that. You should give my late husband Hashem, and you don't want to do it. That's why she takes off his shoe. It's got a very symbolic... She takes off his shoe to show the symbolic show. You showed by your action that you're not really a man. Yeah? And boy asked... What? Basically. I'll go upon him. And the boyas, who I would add, mom would say, the boyas that did this yibum, he took off his own shoe and he gave it to her. Faket, I'm a mensch. I show you a guarantee, my menschlichkeit. This is Boaz. He also took off the shoe because he wanted to do, but he took it himself and he gave it to the other one. Because he made something incredible, he made something great. But the chalitza, this is when somebody doesn't want to do it, so she takes off his shoe to show him what he thinks about it. This is the first shot that I want to say. This is the Malbim in Parshas Kiseitze. The Malbim in Parshas Shemois by the snare by the bush where the Rebbeinu Shlomo revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu goes with completely a different interpretation. He says this is from the Mekubalim. Yeah, the Mekubalim give another explanation to the mitzvah of chalitza. What does it mean, this taking of the shoe? We know the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Mechas Yisoid HaTorah, Yisoidois, one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is Menabe B'nei Odom. The Rebbeinu Shlomo gives to certain people nevuah, they can be neviim. This is one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Now there's an other Yud Gimel Ikrim that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi, but the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is another sort of nevuah than the one of the other neviim. If somebody believes that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Navi like any other Navi, he is a Koifer. Because one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is this what's Moshe Rabbeinu all of Hashem? It was also sort of nevuah. Adla nevim la koyim lefor la boy machrof. His sort of nevuah was a completely different sort of nevuah. The other nevim, the Rambam goes in length, explains a few differences between the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the nevuah of the other nevim. The main difference is that Moshe Rabbeinu so baspaklariyo hameiro, meaning it was like, I would like a mirror. Right? When you look, when you look in a mirror, or you look through a window, a clear window, you look through the window, but you see clearly. When I look through a window, I see clearly. When the Rabban Shalom was Misgala to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was, says the Rambam, the Rabban Shalom himself. And Moshe, it was straight to Moshe's intellect. There was no, not Ali de Maloch, as a difference, the other Nevi'im would go in a certain trance. They couldn't stand and just have a Nevuah. They used to fall on the ground and they were in a trance. They couldn't really, because it was such a level that they couldn't take it. Moshe Rabbeinu was like speaking somebody to somebody else, and he got the Dvar Hashem straight away. And this is from the Yisrael Emunah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was another sort of Nevuah. The other Nevi'im was Al Yedei Maloch. Al Yedei Maloch, that's what the Malbim says. Now, the Malbim is Mechadesh, interesting Chiddush as well, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he, in the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, he was at the level of the other Nevi'im. Not always was Moshe in the darge of his high darge of Nevuah of Asbaklal Yameiro. And he brings proofs to that. Moshe Rabbeinu says Zehadovo, because Zehadovo, he can pinpoint it, because he saw clearly. The other Nevi'im always says, Koyam Hashem, like this Hashem said, because they can't see it clearly. But we see a few times that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Koyom Hashem, Bnei Bechor Yisrael, this was at the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Koy Omar Hashem Ivru Mishar Leshar, when he said by the Chetu Egel, it says in the Gemara that by the Chetu Egel, the Nevu of Moshe Rabbeinu went away. Says the Malbim, it doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a Novi anymore. The Darge of Aspaklar Yomiru, the high Darge of Nevu of Moshe Rabbeinu, he only had Bishus Klal Yisrael, and the Malbim says he was an S. A man can never get to the level of Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not possible. It's a nest that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave it to him, Bishchos Klal Yisrael. And when Klal Yisrael fell down, they made the Chetu Egel, he lost this dag of Nevuah. But he still was a Novi, like another Novi. Says the Malbim the following. Moshe Rabbeinu got to this net, and he sees that the bush is burning, and it doesn't get consumed. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood this is a Maron Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Malbim, was born, what another Novi, it's late now, I can't go into the, you've seen the Rambam Peg Zion, the Rambam makes a whole list, to become a Novi, to be in the Madrega of the Novi, you need to make a very big avoider. And we have Chochom Godol, the Gibba B'Minoy Sof, the Yetzirah can't even get him on even the little thing. The Yetzirah can never overcome him. This is one of the conditions to become a Novi. It's not so simple to become a Novi. But Moshe Rabbeinu was born, his father was a Novi, his sister was a Novi, his brother was a Novi. He was his Teva, he was so holy when he was born, this Darge of normal Nevius, Moshe Rabbeinu was born with. That's what the Malbim says. He comes to the snare, and he sees this Mara Nevuah. And he says, Osurono ve'eres amare. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that this revelation is a very, very important revelation. Now he wanted to understand this revelation not in the small dag of Nevuah of Aspaklal Yosheinu Meiro. He wanted to understand it in the deeper Nevuah of Aspaklal Yosheinu Meiro. So he says, Osurono ve'eres amare. And the Malbim said, what does it mean, Osurono? I want to get it out, because when a Novi wants to get the higher the Novi can get off of his body, he can go out of his Gashmias, he's a bigger Novi. Rambam says there's Dargis and Mavuah, and it's got to do of how much a man can transcend his body. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Osura Novi Ere, I'm going to elevate myself above my Gashmias, Ere Samari, and I'm going to see this revelation, I'm going to understand it. And the Rebbeinu told him, Al tikra v'alom. You're right, Moshe Rabbeinu. In the Madrega you're now, Al tikra v'alom. You won't be able to understand. What's the way to do it? Shal na'alecho me'al raglecho. Yeah? Take off your shoes from your feet. Says the Malbim. That in the Kabbalah it says that the body is called na'al. The body is called na'al. Why? Because the neshama is very, very, very holy, and the neshama can't be in this world that's very, very impure, because he would get soiled. The neshama would get soiled in this world. So the only way for the neshama to go in this world is like when we go into mud, we put on boots, fish's boots, yeah. The bigger the mud, the bigger the boots. So the neshama's shoe to be able to go in this world is the body of the man. So the neshama, the nal of the neshama is the guf. So the Rabbeinu Shalom says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal na'alecho me'al raglecho. Now, he goes into length, it's late, but Moshe Rabbeinu had to take off both of his shoes, because as Paklaya Meiro, not only you take off the first level, means the body, the Gashmias, but by him, even the faculty of imagination, because the Nevi'im, they didn't see a clear thing. They saw an image of something, a menorah, sir nafuach, a stick. They saw, and they had to translate it with their imagination. What does Hashem mean? Koyamar Hashem. He saw a certain thing, and he had to translate it. What does Hashem mean with this nevuah? Yeah? So he still needed this koyach hadimyon to understand the nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu, even this, he had to take it off, because by him he was straight to his intellect. Says the Rebbeinu Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal na'alecho maraglecho. You're going to take off both shoes. Your body, your koyach hadimyon, take everything off. And then it's going to come to you, Baspakar Yom Meiro. By Yeshua it says, Shal na'alecho maraglecho. Take off one shoe, because for the darge of nevuah of Yeshua, he takes off one shoe, the body, the gashmius, and then, says the Malbim, after we see this, that the neshama is called, it has got a nal that's called guf, says the Malbim, the Mukubalim say that that's the inyan of chalitza. Because as we mentioned before, that the neshama of the deceased, he went away of the world, and she could come back, then this neshama could come back in the guf, in the body of the son, what would be born from the union between the Yabom and the Yabomo. If they marry, they're going to have a son, and the Mukubalim says that the neshama of the deceased brother would find another body and go into his body, and he would have an hamshach in this world. And she refuses to do so. You don't want to give a na'al, you don't want to give a shoe to the neshama of my late husband. So she takes off the shoe to show what you're doing now is that you're refusing to give a na'al to the neshama of my brother. So that's what represents the ma'aseh chalitza. Everyone should help him, should have a good el, good geben shirak, siyosem tovah.